product and slot profiles. Implementing the rules established in a slotting strategy requires knowledge about every SKU in the warehouse and every physical slot. Many products have multiple SKUs, for example, for different sizes, quantities in packages, colors, and so on. A profile should be developed for every SKU that defines its product characteristics, for example, dimensions, weight, unitization, historical velocity, and projected velocity in the coming planning period. Slots should be profiled to record any constraints on the size or type of product that can be stored there. Data for these profiles should be tracked and the profiles updated and reviewed regularly. This can improve slotting efficiency. As velocity changes, products may be reslotted to more appropriate locations, using the put-away and picking processes to gradually shift the item to the best location. Slots that are frequently unused can be analyzed to see if changes can be made to increase their usefulness. For example, rack heights can be adjusted to make slots fit a wider range of SKUs. The Warehouse Education and Research Council, WERC, reports that one company saved 9 hours of picking labor for every hour spent on evaluating and reslotting the warehouse. Slotting software can help with reslotting.